From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Libyan leaders from the country's two rival parliaments sign a national unity agreement. The signing came in the Moroccan resort town of Shirat. Edward Uranian reports.
The crowd clapped and chanted, "Libya, Libya, Libya," as the deputy speakers of the country's two rival parliaments signed the National Unity Accord. The agreement is an attempt to end the instability that has marred Libya since the 2011 ouster of longtime leader Muammar Gaddafi. It calls for a new unity government within 40 days, with members from the internationally recognized government in Tobruk and the Islamist-backed body in Tripoli. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
Finance ministers from the UN Security Council have adopted a resolution aimed at disrupting a source of revenue for Islamic State militants. The resolution, sponsored by the United States and Russia, seeks to cut off the group's funding from oil and antiquity sales, ransom payments, and other criminal activities. It also advocates sanctions against IS. The resolution puts the group on the same level as Al-Qaeda. The president of Niger says his government has thwarted a coup attempt. Mamadou Issoufou says several officials have been arrested and that more arrests are expected. Mr. Issoufou made the announcement in a television address to the nation. He said the situation is calm and under control. Russian President Vladimir Putin says he wants to develop better ties with the United States, no matter who wins next year's U.S. presidential election. In his annual news conference with international reporters, Mr. Putin said he is ready to work with any president the American people elect. This is VOA News.